like he was going to deliver a baby.
No.
And...
Well, okay, no, right.
Do you want me to keep going? And his head was... Her legs were open.
Right.
Ah.
It was almost like he was examining her.
Okay. Here's my question.
Okay.
Why would you want to share that information with anyone?
Oh, well, Bernie asked.
It was in the context of a conversation we were having.
Right. He just asked, have you ever seen that before? And we were talking about something and you volunteered that.
Well, he was describing why I'm messed up.
Oh, that's why.
We were discussing kids shows, and she brought up Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
how are you messed up?
Well, I don't think I am. I think most kids.
Oh, she's messed up.
Most kids probably see something like that.
By the way, the guy's name, coincidentally, was Harry Weinstein. And he since has died of throat cancer, as I pointed out earlier.
Very sad. Well, no, I don't think most kids have seen that.
No.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I always thought that kind of thing was normal, to see your parents do stuff like that, I guess because I was so young when...
Like, usually with your dad, you know.
So your mother was divorced at the time?
Yes, she was divorced from my dad, who was her second husband.
Right, and how many times? Your mother's been married four or five times?
So she's on her fourth right now, who she hates.
She hates him?
Yeah, she hates him. She's staying with him because it's the money, it's convenient. So.
Well, do they listen to the radio?
Yes. I hope to God she's not in her car right now. She'll be like, Jim, why did you have to share that story?
Well, I mean, how about him?
Say Bernie S.
The current husband, does he know that she hates him?
Oh, shoot.
I told you she was messed up.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, God.
Oh, he doesn't know. He knows now.
He knows now.
Yeah. No doubt.
Well,
sorry.
He'll be on the couch.
He is annoying.
Oh. He is annoying?
Yeah, he's very annoying. He's very cheap and just freaking annoying.
Mm-hmm. He's your stepdad, right?
No. I don't call him that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
He's the fourth.
Some pervert. Must have found out what the second guy got.
Well, thank you, Jill.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. You're a good sport.
Enjoy.
That'll be $30.
And apparently a great producer. Well, not apparently. She is a great producer.
Thank you very much.
Tony.
No doubt.
Yes, she is.
Tony. Rob.
Well, whatever.
Don't worry, Rob. You'll be fine. Just take your time.
Let us know if we can do anything, Rob.
Tony, can you beat that story, Tony? What do you got?
No, actually, I can't beat that one. That's one for the books.
So to speak.
That's pretty good.
All-timer.
Strong and safe they are. I said she wasn't funny on the air, but she is, kind of.
Yes.
So I take that back. I like her. So she is funny. Well, she has a nice way about her. Ken Burns is coming up. We'll talk to him about the Vietnam War. You could talk about it all morning, by the way.